بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي شريح خويلد بن عمرو الخزاعي وعن مصعب بن سعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنهما قال: رأى سعد أن له فضلا على من دونه، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: هل تنصرون وترزقون إلا بضعفائكم؟ رواه البخاري. In this hadith narrated by Mus'ab, the son of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala, he says that Sa'd, now Sa'd was the father, Mus'ab is the son. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala is one of the Ashara Mubashara, one of those Sahaba who in one sitting, one gathering, Rasulullah SAW declared that they are from Jannah. Abu Bakr in Jannah, Umar in Jannah, Uthman in Jannah, Ali in Jannah, like that is mentioned. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas in Jannah. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was actually from the maternal uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not directly his mother's brother, but from his mother's family. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made a special dua for Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. He was from the very four runners of Islam, those who accept Islam in the initial stages, and he was very brave, very courageous. He was the first person to shoot the first arrow in the battles. The very first arrow that was shot against the enemy was by Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion mentioned, Allahumma saddid ramyatahu wa ajib da'watah. Wallah, make Sa'd shoot his arrow and make it meet its target. Make it be precise. And Allah accept his du'as. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala du'as was accepted. It was mustajabu da'wat. So Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala felt on one occasion, أَنَّ لَهُ فَضْلًا عَلَى مَنْ دُونَهُ, that he enjoyed some superiority over the others. He felt that he was of a higher category and he had preference over others because of his bravery, his courage, and the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on one particular occasion, he felt that he was higher than the others. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately rebuked him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately cautioned him. The moment Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see any one of his sahaba going slightly, just slightly out of line, or inclined towards something which was not correct for them, then immediately he would make islah. And the Sahaba would accept it immediately also, and they would reform themselves. So Rasul informs him and tells him, هَلْ تُنْصَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ إِلَّا بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ أُسَعَدْ. You are not assisted and given victory, nor are you given provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except because of your weak ones, your poor ones. It is because of them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you victory, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing sustenance and food for you also. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately cautioned Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. He wanted from Sa'd to become more humble and abstain from looking down upon others, from despising others. In fact, in one hadith is also mentioned that this ummah is helped through the supplications and the salah and sincerity of the weak people amongst the ummah. So the weak people amongst the ummah play a very pivotal role in the ummah being given victory and in the ummah getting sustenance and rosy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the last hadith in this chapter, again this chapter was on showing politeness, kindness to the yatim and to the daughters. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates an Abi Darda Uwaymir radiallahu ta'ala qal, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ibghuni adu'afa fa'innahuma tunsarun wa turzaquna bidu'afaikum. Rawahu Abu Dawud bi isnadin jayyid. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala says, I heard Rasulullah saying, then look for me amongst the weak people. In other words, if you're looking for me, you'll find me sitting with the weak ones, the poor ones. Why? فَإِنَّمَا تُنْصَرُونَ, because you are helped and given sustenance on account of the weak ones amongst you. So in this chapter we have learned that we should never regard ourselves to be superior to those who are weak and poor. We should not cause them harm or difficulty. In fact, we should be polite, especially to the yatim and our daughters and to the weak and poor people. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.